How is technology being leveraged to address workforce, access, and care issues in psychiatry? Technological changes, be they digital, nano, genomic, or cloud-based, or some combination thereof, are one of the most obvious trends currently transforming the U.S. healthcare market. Not surprisingly, one partial solution to the problem of access to psychiatrists needed in primary care and corrections, as well as in emergency departments, is the expansion of telemedicine programs that are increasingly being used to support patients within those environments. This move expands on the original aim of most telepsychiatry programs, which was largely to serve patients in geographically remote and medically underserved areas. Today's programs are almost all employing real-time or synchronous telepsychiatry, and are essentially providing the same type of psychiatric care traditionally provided in person, just removed at a distance. So while they do not make care much more efficient, except in saving psychiatrists' travel time, they do reduce the problem of access to psychiatrists in many cases. The problem of lack of access to psychiatric care, however, is not only about the number of psychiatrists available, but also about how they work, and much of this book focuses on that. The way that most psychiatrists currently work with patients is inefficient. Psychiatrists, wherever they work, typically see only one patient at a time, in traditional office practice direct consultation mode, and many patients are no-shows, with studies suggesting overall no-show rates of between 10% and 30%. Although psychiatrists have for many years offered occasional curbside consultations, usually consisting of brief telephone conversations about patients seen by referring providers, increasing numbers of psychiatrists are starting to conduct indirect consultations routinely as part of their core work. To do this, they usually collaborate in person with mental health care and primary care teams, or use asynchronous technologies such as telephony, email, messaging, and video conferencing to manage individuals and panels of patients, while being paid by the hour rather than by the patient seen. There is evidence that psychiatrists performing indirect consultations spread their skills and knowledge more effectively and are able to manage larger numbers of patients, up to 50% more, while collaborating with other mental health care and primary care professionals. So the increase in indirect consultations is not only solving the perennial problem of psychiatric access, but also increasing psychiatrists' efficiency. The bottom line is that we need both better access to and more efficient use of existing psychiatrist resources in order to address the widening gap between supply and demand in mental health care services. For psychiatrists to change their work practices and increasingly encourage both direct and indirect technology, enabled consultations is a tall order. For this to happen widely, considerable change management is required. Many psychiatrists will need retraining to enable them to incorporate the necessary range of technologies into their practices to support a move to increased electronic direct and indirect consultations. Furthermore, major changes must occur in the way psychiatrists are paid, with a move away from fee-for-service to time-based or population-based, i.e., capitation, payments, in which value and outcomes are measured and rewarded.